You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Segura, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci, joined now in the Dog Bowl by WWE superstar, nay, the most must-see WWE superstar in history and former WWE champion, Cleveland's own The Miz.
It's good to be here.
What's up, bro?
This is amazing, I have to say. Like, just being in this headquarters, I've never been in as a child. I remember being on a school bus, going to John Glenn Elementary School, singing Bernie, Bernie. Oh, yeah. Super Bowl. And now I'm here at the headquarters with you guys. And by the way, this place looks absolutely fantastic. Great job revamping it.
So how hard was it for you to watch yesterday's game?
You guys don't understand. Well, maybe you do understand what it's like to be a Browns fan. Every season is our season. Every season, I feel like, you know, as a Browns fan, you say, we're going to the playoffs this year. We are going to do it this year. It's our year, no matter what. And then the preseason comes along. We'd usually do pretty good, which we did. I was amazed. I was like, yes, this is it. This is definitely it. And then the first game comes. We lose. Okay, not a problem. I can take a loss. Everyone loses. You know, there's only one undefeated team ever in the NFL. So, you know what? I can take that. Second loss. Okay, you know what? They're the defending Super Bowl champions. Granted, I hate Baltimore because they took my team from me, but you know what? I got it. So the third one, and I was like, you know what? Josh Gordon's coming back. This third game, we're winning, baby. We're
sure
winning.
So.
This is what a Browns fan does. We're going to win. And you know what? If it happens, if it so happens that we end up start losing again and again and again, and say we lose like six games, then I say, you know what?
Next year,
we're gonna get a great spot. We're gonna get this. We're gonna fill in all the voids, and we're gonna make it to the Super Bowl that year. So that's the Browns fan in me that always does it.
See, I feel like there are two kinds of Browns fans. There's this kind, which is optimistic on a yearly basis, and there's my wife, who at this point has been beaten into submission, and every time I talk about, Gordon's going to be back, they're going to do good, I got lectured for about 15 minutes last night that I'm out of my mind.
How dare her?
Exactly.
She's supposed to be Cleveland.
That's what I said. She's not it. I think some people are not happy out there today.
She's a realist, too, though, and I think you don't get
She likes
enough.
Perspective. She loves it when you tell me to have perspective.
Perspective, and
you're doing me a lot of favors at home, Notorious. With that word.
I want to help you. But the level of competence. But here's the thing. What you talk about, yours is, as you said, the eternal, hey, we're in this. It's our team, our town, all of that. And I love that. I really do. I embrace that. I think there's something, and this is what I want to hear from you too, is, and especially with your background, I think you probably appreciate the defensive side of the ball even a little more than the offensive side, just a guess, and given what you do and given your makeup. And then to see that this defense actually has something here that could be sustainable, that is sustainable. If you've got to latch on anything, that is a legitimate thing to latch on.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? Seeing the first play of Mingo, I was like, all right, I can't wait to see this guy. Boom, sack. See you, bye, Joe Flacco. I mean, I was like, this is what I'm talking about.
McCannon.
That's our first round draft pick, baby. So, I mean, that's the kind of mentality you get. And you just look for the positives, and then you hope that the negatives will weed themselves out. So that's what I'm hoping for.
And I know there's another guy on the Browns team that you're latched on to. It's certainly in fantasy football that you have on a couple of your squads. Jordan Cameron.
Yeah, I told you he was my sleeper, and then you stole him in every league that we're in together.
Oh, you were the one who tipped him off.
I tipped Nathan off on
he took
everything.
Full credit totally.
Where do you think?
Totally.
You know, his war room is
totally.
Me.
Yeah,
in his draft leagues, I'm his war room, and he comes to me, confides
totally.
In me about everything in fantasy, and I told him, Cameron is my guy this year. He's going to be a tight end that breaks out, and what is he doing right now? He's breaking out. Now imagine with Josh Gordon as the wide receiver number one, and Jordan Cameron, and then we got